Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
To the children that have been involved in this stuff, and the parents aren't going to know what to do with it. Okay. Yes, well, they're in the school. I mean, the president's wife was on television praising these books because it got children to read. Well, that is because, see, that's how Satan works. My people, God said, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's time to stop being polite to the devil. We are just letting him do his stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand that enough. That Lady Gaga is a singer, but I'm not into music. But she has a song out, but I don't know enough of the facts to even talk about it. If y'all want to know these lyrics and what they mean and how demonic they are, Cheryl has a site that you can go to and read the lyrics or whatever. Yeah, they are. Our children are full of this stuff. And we don't, we really, I know! That's true, there's a band out called Incubus. Now see how we are interjecting these things into society without even really knowing what they are. I bet the Incubus band knows what it is. If they don't, they're going to be visited. Uh-huh. Yeah, you can look them up in the dictionary. But yeah, I mean, some people don't even know it's something to look up. It's just a cool name of a band. You know, Incubus? And they don't know that it's demonic. But you can look these terms up. They're in the dictionary. Webster knew about them. Uh-huh. And because you have rejected me, I will also reject you and forget. Right. Forget your children. Yeah. Well, just for the sake, that's Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. If you're listening and you want to look that scripture up to read the whole scripture about my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, let me just go ahead and do it and put it on the tape. 9:19. Because it's serious. If you reject knowledge, there's a consequence for that. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. Now, over in Romans, it talks about because they did not want to retain God in their knowledge, they're given over to a reprobate mind. He says, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Serious. See, that's another thing. I'm glad I read this scripture because it reminded me of, when men, now I can't prove this anywhere, but hear me out. Someone I know has a son who is a homosexual. She was married, she's divorced now, but she was married to a man that she found out later was hanging out at these XXX adult movie theaters. Now, the boy, who is a homosexual, believes with all of his heart that God made him that way. And he's a Christian. I mean, this little boy used to see angels when he was younger. But now, okay, so I'm thinking about this. And I know that when that man was sitting in those movie theaters and watching all manner of perversion, his seed was corrupted. His seed, the seed in his body, in his sperm, was corrupted. Those spirits were just going into him and corrupting his seed, attaching themselves to his seed, and then he gives birth to a baby, and all that corruption comes through the bloodline. And then they start manifesting. We're going to start seeing that. We're going to start seeing these things manifesting in society. Just get ready. That's all I can tell you. Get ready. We're fixing evil. The Bible says that evil will wax more and more. And we're seeing that. Not a doom and gloom. Hey, if you know the Lord, you can get free from it. But, you know, I really want to share that. I will share it with someone who ministers to men, I won't share it to men. But they need to know that. When you're sitting somewhere in the privacy of wherever you are and you think it's not hurting anybody, you have no idea. No idea. Serious. Okay. Multiple personalities. Arrested development. Now God showed me what to do about arrested development. He said, lay your hands on their head. Bind the arrested development, break its power in the name of Jesus, and then call forth a supernatural maturity to the age that the person is. You lay your hands on their head, you bind the arrested development, you break its power in the name of Jesus, and then you call forth a supernatural maturity to the age that they are. And many times the arrested development, it comes through the bloodline, but like rejection, like if a child is not wanted or if they're rejected in the womb, or if things happen to the mother while the baby's in the womb, it can cause arrested development. I really believe that is the cause of Down syndrome. I believe that you know, when a mother who's going through the change, because a lot of Down syndrome are born to older women that are going through menopause and they get pregnant, or it could be a younger woman but she doesn't want to be pregnant. And so when they find out they're pregnant, see, until you're about 3 months along, you don't even know you're pregnant, especially if you're going through menopause, because you'll skip periods. Oh, maybe I'm finished. Maybe it's all over with. Praise God. And then your breasts start getting sore and you start going, oh, dear God. And then, you know, the baby is growing unhindered for all that time, just happily being developed. But when that fear grips that mother, I think it arrests that trauma. Arrests the baby for days or however long it takes for the mother to accept it or decide she's going to keep it no matter what. Because I think if you could crawl inside the womb at that stage of development, you would see those eyes, you know, because they all have the same facial features. I said to my husband, I said, there's got to be something there, because, I mean, it's got to be a demon, because they all look like they have the same daddy. You know? I don't know. I called Henry Wright. I said, y'all have any insight on, I mean, I'm running into Down syndrome? No, but if you get any, send it to us. So I did. I mean, I don't know. One of these days, I'm praying that if you address it, lead the mother through repentance. Now, not many mothers would say, you know, I didn't want that baby. I was horrified. Not many. See, that's another secret where Satan has power. But lead the mother through repentance. If it's something that could be even confess to the child maybe and ask the child to forgive mommy for you know, not wanting you. I love you very dearly, and, you know, repent. And who knows? There might be a miracle. That's what I'm counting on one of these days. Uh-huh. I think so. I'll tell you what God told me. I prayed for a little boy with autism, and he got healed. Gene and Kerna's family, that's why they love me so much. We'll forever be connected. But I was at a seminar down in Georgia, and her sister had a little boy that was autistic. It was a foster child, actually. And he just was not there. You know, he came, but he was... You talk to him, and he acted like he didn't hear you. You know, he was just out. And the next morning, I was grieved, because here we are at a deliverance conference, and this little child, he needs deliverance. And God said to me, because he was a foster child, he is a prisoner of war. You know, the word says that we can preach deliverance to the captives. And that morning, when I was in the shower, the Lord said, that child is a prisoner of war. His mother and daddy were in the battle, and they lost. And he's been taken prisoner of war. Well, that was interesting. So I shared it with, I didn't even know Gene and Kern at the time, but I was going to go to the guy that I went down there with, but he was busy. So Kern stopped and said, Ms. Batog, what can I do for you? And I said, well, I wanted to tell the pastor, you know, what the Lord told me about this little boy. So he said, well, tell me and I'll tell him. I said, okay. So we go into the church service, and listen, I was shy, believe it or not. And I'm sitting back there, and he announces that I had a word of knowledge from the Lord. And I went, oh, I did? Is that what that was? So he wants me to come up and share, and I did, shaking and trembling, and you have liberty to do whatever you think we need to do. And so I did. And that I laid my hands on that little boy's head, and I bound that spirit of autism, commanded it to go. I spoke to the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain. I got real creative. I was just praying for what I wanted God to do for this child. I called forth his comprehension and his speech skills. And, you know, I don't remember what all I prayed. 3 months later, he's a normal six-year-old. Now, that was a miracle. And I praise God for it. So, see, we Jesus in us is the answer to everybody's problems. That's why I say, when it starts hitting the fan, just get ready. Because people are going to put a demand on the Jesus in you for their brokenness, for their torment, for their demons, for their places of captivity. And we have, don't be shy. If they put a demand on it, Jesus is right there. Jesus is right there. But you know what? Just let me say this. If you're starting to move out in deliverance, make sure that every day you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. And at the end of the day, do it again. That is just a precaution. Don't take anything for granted. Okay. There's betrayal involved. So if you've been hurt, who betrayed you? Now let me say this about whoever did something to you. That's what I love about deliverance. You can separate the demon from the person. A daddy who rapes his daughter or molests his daughter has a demon in him. Now, I'm pretty fond of chocolate. And I know how it works because of how it works with me and chocolate. I'll buy a 6-pack of Hershey bars, and I'm going to allow myself one every day. I don't have to give up chocolate completely. But I don't need to eat 6 of them in a day. Now that's a demon. That's a glutton demon. And I'll tell you something, demons love sugar. You ever look at a satanic altar? It's got booze and cakes and candies and everything sugary. Everything is sugary. You don't find those salted peanuts on that thing. Not interested. They want sugar. I believe there's something there. Now, demons like sugar. Yeah, they get a sugar high. And you can. Jerry McGee teaches on being drunk on food. But I'll buy that six-pack of Hershey's and allow myself one every day, and I'll put it out on the cabinet and walk by and take a piece. That was back then. I don't care for them too much anymore, actually. But I would eat that whole candy bar and throw the paper away, or maybe I just left it on the cabinet. And later I'd come back, there'd be another empty package on the cabinet. And I thought, did I eat another candy bar? I don't remember eating that candy bar. But that's how demons work. They kind of put you in a stupor and get their fix and leave you with the guilt. That's how Satan is. He'll say, ooh, he'll seduce you. Ah, it's delicious. Just eat it. And then you eat it and he goes, look what you did. He'll seduce you and then torment you with it. That's not right. So whoever hurt you, whoever violated you, whoever betrayed you, whoever broke your heart, you need to forgive them. You can forgive the person. Hate the demon. Hate the sin. You know, this gave me a clear understanding how God loves us unconditionally. He loves us, hates the sin, hates the demon, but He loves you. And if you have something like that controlling your life, He died for you to be free of it. Were you abandoned? Have you been shunned? So when this happens to you, now you're full of distrust and anger. You're angry at the violator. You're angry at yourself. You're angry at whoever should have come to your aid, but they didn't. You may even be angry at God. Why did you let this happen to me? Where were you when this happened to me? So now you're really out there because you're cutting yourself off from the very one that can help you. You may have rage, murder, revenge, wishing ill will on somebody, full of unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, man-hatred, or it might have been your mother. Or you know what? Maybe you're the violator. Either way, God is here to forgive you and cleanse you of whatever it was. You may be full of fear. Fear of it happening again. Fear of somebody finding it out. Fear of the situation of wherever it happened, like if it happened in the dark or if it happened during the winter. You'll have anxiety during the winter months. It's a visitation, an anniversary, so to speak, of when it happened. Fear of the dark. Fear of going to sleep. If you have incubus or succubus in the night, you don't even want to go to sleep for fear that it's going to happen. Flashbacks, memory, just it replaying over and over. Hatred of men, of mother, daddy, uncle, coaches, doctors, siblings, babysitters, whoever it was. You may feel like you're not wanted anymore, like you're damaged goods. Nobody's going to want you because of what happened to you. You may have pain in your body because of it. Deep hurt, brokenheartedness. Or you may be full of self-pity. Can't get past it. Poor me. Nobody really understands. so you feel all alone in the world. There's weakness, declining health. That's part of desolation. It's dilapidation. You know, you see an old desolate house? The windows break. The shutters fall off. The paint peels. You start looking like nobody loves it. People do that with themselves. They don't take care of themselves. They don't care what they look like. You may have autoimmune diseases because there's a self-hatred. That's the root of autoimmune diseases, hating yourself. So the things that would usually fight off infection or whatever in yourself, they turn on you and start damaging yourself. Mental illness, insanity, fragmented minds. Then there's perversion, operating in oral sex. We're going to call all these demons out. You know, sometimes a lot of people ask me sometimes, is oral sex permitted in marriage? Well, you know, because our guys are so full of perversion, and if you're not saved, we don't know either. We've done these things against your will sometimes in order to please your man. I always knew it was wrong, but let me tell you what God showed me one time. After I was a Christian, I really wanted that to stop. But it had always been a part of our sex life, and so it's hard to make your man understand. But one time, you know, the posture that you have to get into, in my mind, I saw, you know, in the Old Testament it says, in the groves, they built a grove, and that's where they had their false gods. They were Israelites, and they came into the temple to worship God, but then they picked up some of the practices of the land, the godless people, which that's in our churches, mixture. So they go over there to the grove, and they worship the false gods and involve themselves in their things too. Well, one time, I saw like I was bowing down to that statue that is shaped like a penis. That's what they had out in that grove. A big stone statue that they would worship it. It was a fertility god or something like that. And I saw that in my mind. No, it's evil. Anal sex, if you've ever been sodomized. Fornication, rape. See, this, when you're violated like that and those spirits come in, then it causes unnatural behavior. I had one time there was a case of a child molestation or a rape, and the man was saying that the little 3-year-old was seducing him. And everybody was like, "Please." And I thought, she could have been. There could have been an age-old seductive spirit that came down through the family line, and that little child was doing that, and it was a familiar spirit that reacted with whatever was in him. It's bizarre. That's how it works. Okay, well, are y'all ready? We're going to do some deliverance. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I cover each woman here with the blood of Jesus. I forbid any spirit to tear, to hurt. In the name of Jesus, I bind it. When I call the spirits out, you're already on alert. You've heard your name be mentioned, spirits. I'll tell you like I tell my daughter and people that I pray for. I'm not talking to y'all, okay? I'm talking to the spirits that we just... When I call your name, you will come out quietly on the breath. Now, when I'm calling these things out, whether you think you have it or not, just take a deep breath and blow, because they're going to come out on the breath. If you need to call for sneeze or whatever else, let it come. But I forbid any violent manifestations, and I forbid any show-off manifestations in the name of distractions. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Now let's just pray this before we start. Dear Lord, I believe in the Scriptures being truth and the whole of God's revealed will. All that his sacrifice provided. Your sacrifice, Lord. All that your high priesthood covers. I confess that my redemption is complete and Satan's dominion over me is ended. I rebuke and renounce him as a liar and a false god. I forsake all allegiance to him. I worship the Lord my God, and him only will I serve. I confess and repent of my sins and ask you to forgive me. Now, just quietly, as we talked about these things, I should have told you this in the beginning, because whenever I hear teachings like this, if I've done it, I say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. And maybe some of you have done that. But you know what we've talked about? You know what is in your life? Just very quickly ask the Lord to forgive you for those things. Thank you for your shed blood, Lord. Okay, now I'm going to start praying. In the name of Jesus, I bind all strong men, commanders of the legions, ruler demons, lesser demons, servant demons, underlings, all cohorts, and all doorkeeper demons that have kept these women in bondage. In the name of Jesus, all you foul spirits are now bound, and you will come out when I call you. In the name of Jesus, right now, I bind and break the power of the spirit of rape. In Jesus' name, I bind you and break your power. I command all spirits of rape to come out. All shock, trauma, astonishment, I bind you. You go now. Come out in Jesus' name. Stupor, go. All stupor, I bind you and break your power. Indifference, lethargy, forgetfulness and sluggishness of mind and body, go in Jesus' name. I bind you and break your power. All melancholy, go. Being dismal and despondent, discouraged and disheartened, I bind you and break your power and command you to come out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and blow. All confusion, go. Confusion, multiple personalities, schizophrenia, insanity, go. I bind you and break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. All grief and sadness, go. All grief and sadness, sorrow, go. Loneliness, you go in Jesus' name. I break your power. All loneliness and secretiveness, having to keep it a secret, no more in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all isolation and depression, go. Loneliness, go. Isolating, hiding spirits, I command you to come out of hiding in Jesus' name. All depression, oppression, death wishes, suicide, self-hatred, go in Jesus' name. I bind you and break your power and command you to go. All false guilt, go. Shame, all shame, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Self-destructive behaviors, cuttings, piercings, tattooings, starving yourself, gorging, anorexia nervosa, all bulimia, all addictions, I break your power. Bondages to alcohol and drugs and whatever your fix is, you name it. You say it out loud. You go in the name of Jesus. I break your power. All bondage. I've come against all fantasy, multiple personalities, delusion, arrested development. I bind you and break your power right now. I call for a supernatural maturity of the minds of the women to the ages that they are in the name of Jesus. All childishness go in the name of Jesus. All Peter Pan syndromes, not wanting to grow up, just never wanting to grow up because it's better to be a little kid because there's not these terrible things for some children, if you would rather be a child and not want to grow up. I bind that in Jesus' name and break its power. I bind and break the power of betrayal. Go in the name of Jesus. Feelings of being betrayed, never trusting anybody again in Jesus' name. All anger at who violated you, rage, murder, and wanting revenge. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you go. Loose us in Jesus' name. I come against all unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, go. In the name of Jesus. Bitterness, resentment, hatred, man-hatred, self-hatred. In the name of Jesus. You wouldn't admit to this, but even hating God for not rescuing you and keeping it and protecting you and keeping it from happening. Just forgive God. That is one of the persons you need to forgive. Just say, Lord, I forgive you that I blamed you for not taking care of me. I forgive you, Lord. I come against all fear. Fear of it happening again. Fear of being found out. Fear of the dark, go in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Fear of going to sleep. Fear of nightmares, go. I break the power of nightmares in the name of Jesus. Flashback. Lord, I speak a healing right now to the memories of the women in Jesus' name. No more nightmares. I break the power of nightmares and flashbacks in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness of mother, daddy, whoever hurt you. Unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. I come against feelings of unworthiness. Unworthiness, I break your power. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Even feeling worthy of death. Even putting up with abuse because you feel like you deserve to be punished in the name of Jesus. I break that power now in the name of Jesus. I come against all pain. Pain in the body. Pain in the spirit. Pain in the mind. Pain in your emotions in the name of Jesus. I bind you and break your power and command you to go now. Brokenheartedness. I bind the brokenheartedness right now and I speak healing. The word says that we have been given power to heal the brokenhearted. God has anointed us. Jesus Christ in us has anointed us to heal the brokenhearted. I speak healing right now to the broken hearts and the wounded spirits in Jesus' name. All self-pity, I bind you and break your power. Self-pity, you go. Go in the name of Jesus. Thinking that nobody understands what you've gone through, I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. Loneliness, feeling like you're the only one in the world that it happened to and that nobody can understand. I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. I break the lie that nobody understands. I break the lie that you can be free of these things in Jesus' name. I bind all weakness and declining health. I break your power. Infirmities of the body, go in the name of Jesus. All infirmities that came as a result of rape or molestation, or even the familiar spirits of infirmity that came down through the bloodline, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. All autoimmune diseases, go. Autoimmune diseases, lupus, leukemia, there's some kind of arthritis that, and fibromyalgia. But what is that? Rheumatoid arthritis. In the name of Jesus, I break your power and command you to go. I speak healing to the bodies in Jesus' name. All mental illness, I bind you and break your power right now. Mental illness, confusion, forgetfulness, fragmented minds, and insanity, I bind you and break your power. Generationally inherited insanity that came from being incested, from the sin of incest. I break incest off of the family now in Jesus' name. All spirits of incest come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of perversion, go in the name of Jesus. Unclean spirit, go in the name of Jesus. I break your power and command you to go. All spirits of oral sex, I command all spirits of oral sex, come out. Come out of the mouth. Come off the lips, the tongue, the taste buds, out of your throat, out of your saliva glands. Go. All sin of oral sex. Anal sex, I command all spirits of anal sex, come out. Come out of the anus. Come off the buttocks, come off the back, come off the bowels, of everything that was defiled. Come out of the muscles in the legs and every organ in the body in the name of Jesus. I bind all fornication. Go in the name of Jesus. Having sex outside of the marriage covenant. I bind fornication and command you to go in Jesus' name. I break that driving force of fornication. I break it and command it to go. All spirits that came in through rape, molestation, even inappropriate touch, I bind you. I cut their hands off of you in the name of Jesus. I take the sword of the Spirit and I cut it. And I break every soul tie with every person that's touched you in an unholy manner in the name of Jesus. Call back for everyone that you can remember. You need to break the soul ties and send their soul back to them and call your soul back to yourself, cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus, and restore. Lord, I speak restoration to the souls right now in Jesus' name. Now I bind and break the power of the spirit of the bride of Satan. I bind you. We give you a spiritual writ of divorcement today. No longer the bride of Satan, but the bride of Christ. I pull off that veil that he has put on you. I rip off the label that you are his bride and that people can use you for his pleasure in the name of Jesus. I break it now. The spirit of the bride of Satan, I command you to loose the women and go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Incubus spirits, I bind you and break your power. Go in the name of Jesus. All incubus spirits, all succubus spirits, in the name of Jesus, you go. Loose the women. You come out of their bodies, you loose them and don't come back. We command you to go. And that's what you need to do if they try to come back. I bind you. And I command you to go in the name of Jesus. That's how you get rid of them. I come against all. I command all unclean spirits to come out of your brain right now. All unclean spirits, come out of the brain. Come out of the eyes. Come out of the mouth, the nose, the ears. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out of the hands. I bind and break the spirit of masturbation right now. You go in the name of Jesus. Come out of the hands. Come off the legs. Come out of the female organs. Come out of, well, I was going to say male organs, but come out of the bones. Come out of the bones right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the blood. Come out of their blood. Come out of every organ. Come out of their stomachs, their lungs, the heart. Unclean spirits, leave the liver, the kidneys, the gallbladder, the bowels, and their skin. Come out of their nose. I command every foul odor, every memory of smell, every memory of a song that was playing, every memory of anything in your memory that brings that back to you. I command total recall to go in the name of Jesus. I come against the serpentine spirit. You go in the name of Jesus. Now I command all sexual spirits of promiscuity, whoredom, lust, go in the name of Jesus. All molestation spirits, sex addictions, go. I break your power in Jesus' name. All frigidity, go in the name of Jesus. Barrenness, go. Desolation, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Pornography, I bind you and break your power. I command every image to be erased now in the name of Jesus. Every image. Come out of their eyes. Come out of their mind. Come out of their hands and their sex organs in the name of Jesus. I bind and break spirits of homosexuality and lesbianism. You know, sometimes kids just experiment. Let's see what it's like to kiss each other. Let's kiss a girl or boy. Say, let's see what it's like to kiss each other. And then that spirit of homosexuality comes in. I break the spirit of homosexuality and lesbianism. Go. Now every tormenting spirit, every familiar spirit, every lying spirit, spirits of seduction, and I speak to the spirit of the mean man. He's mentioned in the Bible, by the way. The mean man. It means having no light, evil. It means a hypocrite, an actor. You know, pedophiles, they'll be real friendly with you till they get you off by themselves. They are a common sort of low degree and deceptive. Poor, shabby, not honorable, not worthy, unkind, wicked, stingy, miserly, spiteful, malicious disposition. The mean man, I bind the mean man right now in Jesus' name. I forbid you to come near the women anymore in Jesus' name. Now, I come against, I remove the label right now. I want you to do this. Take your hand, put it across your chest, and rip that label off of you. I've been raped. I've been molested. I've been committed adultery on by my husband. I've committed adultery. The adulteress. Every label that you've labeled yourself with because of that act, rip it off now. And Lord, I ask right now for you to drop down their restored garment, a fresh and clean new garment, Lord, pure and holy in your sight. Let your blood flow over them and cleanse them, making them white as snow. No more crimson, no more red, no more red. And I close and seal every door that's been opened, that demons have left. I seal them shut now by the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And now I speak restoration to your mind. I speak healing to your mind. I speak healing to the broken heart. And I restore your power to say no. In the name of Jesus. That is taken away from every victim, the power to say no. I restore that power now in the name of Jesus. The Lord says in the scripture that He will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's what He's given to you right now. Lord, just let it beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. Lord, restore their joy. No more desolation. You will make all things new. We praise you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. No more shame. No more guilt. No more loneliness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.